Friday, everybody. You hear the music. It is time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. She's back in the studio, standing by, realty expert Caitlin Soli. We'll talk with her right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, we are back on a Friday with realty expert Caitlin Soli. I got to do the applause thing. Been a long 2 days. How
it
are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm keyed up. It's Friday. You got big plans for the weekend?
So tomorrow I am going, my grandma's coming up quick just to drop off some dressers. They've been cleaning out houses and stuff like that. And it's like the real wood dressers, not that pressboard stuff. So I was like, I want it. Don't get
rid
of it.
Yep.
And then I'm kind of big into the UFC fights, so we'll do that tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And then Saturday, gotta watch the F1 races.
That's right. You're one of them F1 people.
I am, yep. Mm-hmm. And then an open house in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go watch Disney on Ice in Fargo with my grandkids. Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun. That's a huge hit usually.
Oh, I know. You know, throughout these Berkshire Hathaway podcasts, we have talked a lot about why access is key when you're trying to sell your house. Now, here's a great example. When we bought our new house, or the house we're in currently, I was off on a deer hunting trip, and my wife just happened to be looking through, like, the tidbits or something like that, and saw that there was this house for sale, went, called a number, got to go look at this house. This was on a Sunday morning, and next thing you know, she's calling me up, saying, you've got to come home.
Oh, no.
So I drove home, and again, they let us look at this house, and I told her on my way out the door, put an offer on it, and I got my truck, and I drove back to my hunting cabin. Long story short, we got the house. But this is what I'm getting at. You'll see people might drive by a house, and there's a for sale sign on it, and they might call you. You know, you're the name on there, and say, boy, I would love to go look at that house, but I need to do it today.
Yep.
And you say something like, well, you know, the owners of the house, access is key, isn't it?
Access to your home when it's listed is so, so, so important. And this is one of the first conversations I have with sellers who are going to be listing their house, because we have to figure out how we're going to make things work right away. Because once your house is listed, especially in the market like this where inventory is so low, buyers want to come and see it, and they want to come and see it on their time.
Sure.
Spring is usually the busiest time. It's the busiest season. We'll see what happens this year. Interest rates are still good right now. There's talk that they might still go down a little bit. It's an election year. We don't know what's going to happen. They might stay the same, or they could go up. We have no idea. We don't have a crystal ball. Fingers crossed they either stay the same or go down lower. If interest rates go down, it is going to be a madhouse, though, and all those buyers who have been waiting are going to jump in.
Sure.
And it's going to be crazy. And because of that, sellers have to be very flexible with when they're allowing their showings. Because, like I said, buyers, when they request a showing, it's on their time. Mm-hmm. It works for them. And if you say, oh, sorry, like that time doesn't work for us, buyers might just move on to the next house and not even look at your house.
Right. And you know, it might be a pain in the butt because if you've got animals, pets, dogs, kids, you basically need to keep that house spotless, you know, because first impressions mean everything. But, you know, a lot of people, well, you know, geez, we're having an open house a week from Saturday. Well, like you said, they might not be here Saturday.
Right.
They might live out of state and they just happen to be up here looking for a home, but they got to get back before they, you know, a million different scenarios.
There is, and we do get a lot of people who travel, especially with Air Force Base, and even people from like down in the city area. They're coming up for the weekend. They want to look at as many houses as they can, and then they're leaving Sunday. So everything has to be done that weekend. Another thing that's really hard, which is understandable for sellers, is when they have pets, and maybe they can't leave their job to come home and get their pets out of the house.
Yeah.
And same thing with little kids is, you know, kind of that 6:30, 7:30 time is when you start bedtime routines.
Yep.
And some people don't, like buyers don't get off work until 5, 6 o'clock.
Sure.
And that's the only time they can look at the house. So if you're saying, oh, like all showings have to be done by 5 p.m., you might be missing out on buyers in that time frame.
Absolutely.
That's the only time that they could have looked at your house.
So if you really want to sell your house, you just got to buck it up. And I mean, you really do. You know, you have to figure out, you know, can grandma watch the kids? Yep. Can the neighbors take the dog? Can, you know, there's so many different things. But if you're truly, seriously want to sell your home, you've got to be ready to make a few of these changes and exceptions.
Yes, and that's something that I take pride in as an agent, is I always go above and beyond for my clients. You know, in the wintertime when sellers were already moved out of their house, I've gone last minute when a showing got scheduled to go snowblow their driveway steps, because that was the first impression. Buyers are walking through all that snow, they're not going to like the house because of that.
Right.
So I did. I went the extra mile. I snowblowed their entire driveway like 20 minutes before a showing.
Oh, wow.
And then other things I do is for my clients who can't get off work, I'll go to the house quick, let the dogs out in the backyard so that buyers can walk through the house and not have to worry about dogs, because some people are afraid of bigger dogs and stuff like that. But it's just kind of going that extra mile. If you're fortunate enough and maybe you have family around where you're living, maybe, like you said, they can watch the kids over the weekend. Maybe you can get away for a little weekend trip, and that's when all the showings can happen, open houses, whatever. There's always a way to make it work. And if you have a good agent working with you, they're going to be there to help you every step of the way.
So, okay, say you're representing me and I'm selling my house, and I say, you know, you call me up and say, John, people want to come and see your house at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I say, well, nobody's home. My dogs are there. You'd be willing to say, because by now I know you.
Yep.
I mean, and you know the people you're representing. There's more to just, you know, being a realty expert. You get to know these people. And you would say something maybe like, well, I'll come and let them out. And don't worry about it. And, you know, I'll shut the door and everything. When, you know, I'll lock it all up when we're done. You would actually, you do stuff like that.
I've done that before, yeah. And I'll just kind of sit in my car down the street waiting for the showing to leave so that I can go bring the dogs back in, or maybe take them out of a room in the kennels that they were in so they don't have to sit in there all day.
Sure, sure.
It helps that I'm also a really big dog person,
because
I'm willing to do that, where some people are like, nope, deal with it. You got to figure it out.
Right.
But I do go, definitely I go the extra mile for my clients, and I do things like that for sure.
And you know, that's a reason to choose a realty expert. There's, you know, last week we talked, I think it was with John, about people selling homes on their own, and they don't realize, just because they're trying to save their 6% or whatever the heck it is, they think that, oh, I know what I'm doing, this is going to be the way to go. And then just what we're talking about on this episode is a whole different gamut of issues that you could run into that I don't think we even touched on last week. So again, that just shows you how important it is to have and be working and partnered with the realty expert.
Yeah, because that's our job. We're here to help, you know, solve those puzzle pieces that just aren't fitting right. We're here to help you out and make the transaction as smooth as possible. And some of those things that we do for our clients and like all the licensed agents in town, for sale by owners don't get this, and that's what's really hard, is that they do have to come home whenever there's a request, or they can't accommodate because of things like this, because they don't have an agent helping them. But one of those things is we put a lockbox on the door so that a key is available in that lockbox, which makes it easy access for any agent who has a client wanting to go look at the house. Owners don't even have to be home. Me as the agent, if it's not my clients, it's a different agent's clients, I don't even have to be there. If they don't need my help, agents are just able to schedule that showing, go on their own, get the key out of the lockbox, open the door, lock the door, whatever. Owners don't even have to be home for that. Where if you're a for sale by owner, you are the one scheduling those appointments.
Yeah.
You have to be home, open the door, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and if you have a job, you know, it's like, well, I really want to come and look at your house. Well, I'm working. Sorry, I can't.
Right.
Okay, we're leaving town. Sorry, you could have sold your house.
And those people didn't even get to look at it.
Right, exactly.
Another one that, you know, is just providing a key to the home. A lot of times, this usually in residential, like I said, it's in a lockbox. Sometimes you'll get those listings that come on that are like a multifamily. They're an investment property. There's tenants living in it. And those keys are usually sitting at the office. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're in a lockbox. And same with commercial. So it makes it a little bit harder because then that agent has to go to the office to get the keys. But the keys are still, you can still access them right. as an agent. So that helps a ton too. Driving by, looking at the sign, a lot of people will just call the number.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a for sale by owner, usually you have a sign in your yard too with your number. But again, working with an agent, we're the ones answering the phone call. You can be at work stress-free. You don't even have to answer your phone. Whereas if you're a for sale by owner, you know, you have to pick up all those calls. You don't know, the number's probably unknown.
Yeah, so if you can even answer your phone while you're working.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, as an agent, I answer all my phone calls, but 99% of them are the scam.
Mm-hmm.
But sure. you just never can risk it as a for sale by owner. Who knows? Maybe right. you're not answering those phone calls.
Right.
So that's another one. By appointment only showings. So this is what is like most typical when you hire an agent and you list your home with an agent, is all of our showings are through an appointment only. So your agent is scheduling it. Your agent's talking to the other agent. You as the client, the seller and buyers don't even have to communicate together. It's your agent's taking care of everything. And we can set it up where we have, you know, a 30-minute lead time, an hour lead time. So you as the owner get that notice. You can get your house vacuumed if you have pets. You can pack up your kids, get your pets out of the house. Whereas, you know, if you're for sale by owner, you might not get that lead time because people are calling, they're sitting at the end of your driveway and they want to come in the house right now. So a little bit different there. We're working with an agent to set up those showings, helps a ton. But the big one is if you have limited access, this is where you really get hindered. If you say, you know, I only can show my house on weekends.
Yeah.
Like we said, some people can't do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing there is just like if you are listing your home, talk with your agent, figure out all the little kinks in there and just make your home as open as possible. Because in the summer market, spring market, buyers need to get in there quick. They don't have a week to waste.
You know, they call you guys realty experts for a reason. Excuse me. When you tell a client something, hopefully they listen because you know from experience. But again, this is just something that people, if you really, really want to sell your house, this is just things you got to do. You got to listen to your realty expert like Caitlin here, and they're going to steer you through it.
Yep.
And you're going to get through it. But listen to them. All right. Access is key.
Yeah. And a lot of times, too, if I do have clients who are really nervous about not being able to accommodate and make it work, if they're able to, we do see a lot of people who will move out of their house before listing it. So sure. the house is vacant. They don't even have to worry about showings. They don't even have to be there. The house is already cleaned and empty. And if they're able to go, I know, like, some people go move in with family members mm-hmm. if they can.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people will just go rent, whatever they need to do. And this also helps if you can sell your house without having to sell it to buy a house.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go to buy that new house, you don't have that contingency on your offer as
sure,
well. So it looks
sure.
really strong.
Wow. Again, I learned a ton today. how does somebody get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Soley?
My number is 320-267-6692, and you can call or text me anytime.
Have fun this weekend.
Thank you.
I hope their dressers are nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to redo them?
No, they're actually really nice. And like nice. I said, they're real wood, so
all right.
they should last a long time.
All right. Well, have fun with that. Have fun watching people kick the crap out of each other. And who are you rooting for in the Formula One race?
I am Max Verstappen.
Oh, gold figure.
Always. I know.
Always. All right. Too bad Dale's not here to talk to you about that.
Right.
There you go. Realty expert Caitlin Soley, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. There you go. The Friday edition is in the books. We'll have another one coming up for you next Wednesday or this coming Wednesday. Hey, until then, have yourself a great weekend, everybody.